Hey everybody, this is Amelia Campbell, co-host to the Cherokee Edwards Inspires show, where we're going to have shows here to talk about life, to talk about what makes your life special, what makes it better, and everyone working together, because together, everyone achieves more. Acronym for the word team. Stay tuned and let's get it on.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Cherokee coming to you once again live and direct with the Cherokee Edwards Inspires show. And today I am privileged to have true friends of mine, family members, True Hearts Care extraordinaire, king and queens in the building. The queen is gonna rock for us, and this is Miss Queen LaRonda True Heart. What's up, darling?
Hey, everybody. How is everyone today? I am truly excited to be here with y'all today, and I'm just excited. I'm ready to get going, Cherokee.
All right, all right. And you brought your king with you, too. I know the prince is out there, the princess is out there. So, Big True, what's good with you, baby?
How you doing today?
Hey, good, man. It's always love. It's always love. All right, so we're going to jump right into this thing. The water's warm. It's great. It's phenomenal. You know what I think of you. I know a lot of our listeners, they're getting introduced to you. Some of them actually were lucky enough to hear you and see you on our live stream that we did Friday at the Leading Edge, right? Shouts out to Leading Edge for that one. But Rhonda, I'm just going right, you sister from another mister, so we going right there and then chop up. Tell me a little bit about you.
Okay, well, I am LaRonda, as he's already been said, True Heart. I am 39 years old. My birthday is next month. I will be 40 years old.
I have
two beautiful children, and I also have three stepchildren, and I am married to one husband. And that is just the best thing, right? So, what else could I say? I have four sisters and brothers. I do. A whole bunch of nieces and nephews. I dare not try to count and add them up, but it's a lot of them.
Okay.
But I'm just glad to be here. I mean, I've been ready to roll. I have been in this business for a while, so I'm just ready to get it going.
So your background that inspired this, venture that you're on. Tell me a little bit about your background.
Okay, well, my background is basically my mom. I'm just going to say her. As she was coming through and going through her years of living, she did this type of work like this.
Okay.
So she was the one that I want to say gave me the push and to inspire me to want to push and to do stuff like this, because watching her, working in her past, taking care of seniors, taking care of people with autism. She did all of that. So when you see somebody that's doing that in life, it actually gives you a push to, you want to move forward and, and become better in life to do it.
Definitely. And Big True, I can't leave you out, bruh.
Right.
What's this mean? Give us a little background, on this push, because I know you're a great supporter of your queen.
It's the best thing for all the whole family.
That's right.
It's just something small now, but it's gonna grow into something bigger. And like I said, she has a heart for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
She has in Georgetown, that's what it's gonna take for.
Oh yeah.
My son is 18. He's autistic, so it's kind of, we start with the seniors and we start with the special needs.
Mm-hmm.
And then once she has a. That's her love for him.
Yes, right.
So when he touches home first,
yes.
Then you want somebody to treat your child, your senior, your mother, father,
right,
same way she'll treat our own kid.
Exactly.
And not having special needs child, we already know.
That's what's up. That's what's up. See, this is close to home, isn't it, Rhonda?
It is.
Close to home.
Really close.
So how long have you been in the actual business of healthcare?
I've been in the business for 10 years.
Okay.
It's been 10 years. Like I stated on Friday, I was with the Brambles Company in Matthews for 5 years.
Right.
And as I left the Brambles, I went further on to different companies.
Right.
Working as PCAs mm-hmm. or office of managers.
Right.
Or, you know, different things. I've been doing it for 10 years.
Okay. Now, this is where I love to get deep at, because I think this is where the platform separates itself from mediocrity, where I think that you're on your way to. What was the biggest motivation for you to step away from corporate America and create your own lane?
Well, can we be honest
Yeah,
here?
Please do. Please do. In this show, we go all the way raw. And my people, they love rawness. So we're going to give it to them.
I'm going to definitely say my motivation was my boss that I worked for, the last company. I love her. She was a very inspiration to me. She pushed me to want better for my family.
Right.
Working for her for the whole year, actually just seeing her, how she is so humbled and how she is a go-getter. She's one of those girls where, I'm not going to say girl, I'm going to say women, a boss. She's one of those real boss that she didn't let little things get in her way. Mm-hmm. She was one of those boss that she just went to go get what she had to get, and she did it for her children.
Right.
So when I started working with her, I told True, I was like, this boss of mine is a big inspiration for me because she's making me want more
right. For
my family. Mm-hmm. You know, I know everybody here the saying is, if you hang with broke people, you're going to be broke.
Yes.
If you hang with people that got bread, then you're going to eventually have bread.
Hey.
So working for her for a whole year, I'm just being honest here.
Yeah.
Working for her for a year has pushed me to want more for my family. Yes. Because she has bread.
Right.
So
time for you to get some bread.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You,
so, you know,
just want the crumbs now.
Absolutely. So I just give kudos to her. She's a big inspiration to me, and I would never forget her, ever. Never take nothing from her. I just want what's best for her, but she is what motivated me to step out on faith and to start my own stuff.
And I hope she's out there listening. Special shouts out to you. You know you are. So, you know, when we talk about making a change, obviously you believe in, if you want change, you must be the change, right? So we already said, we don't need the cavalry. We are our own cavalry. The cavalry that we all look for is not coming, right? They're not coming. We've already shown proof of that.
Right.
It's not coming. Now, you believe in care in the home. And I hear that echoing you. I heard you Friday saying it, you know, that's interesting, because I know a lot of retired people. One in particular, I call her Mom Carol, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they want to stay in their houses. They don't want to go. They all don't want to go to an assisted living.
That's right.
Right? And not everybody wants to leave their home. You believe that too, don't you?
I do.
So talk a little bit about how your business can keep these great people in their own home aging gracefully.
Okay, so what we would do here at True Hearts Care, we will come to your home and we will let you feel comfortable at home. We don't ever want a family member or a loved one feel as though that you have to care for them in a senior living place,
right?
Or put them in a nursing home,
right?
Because most people don't want to do that. They want to be at home,
right?
So here at True Hearts Care, we're going to bring our care to you and to your home. And we're going to make sure that you have all of your needs. As for example, we're going to prepare breakfast, lunch, and dinner if needed. We're going to do light housekeeping for them. We're not going to do heavy duty light housekeeping.
Right.
But we will do light housekeeping.
You going to paint the rooms tonight?
No, we ain't painting the rooms. We're not painting the rooms.
Clean out that attic.
Oh, goodness. But we are going to do light errands. We would run errands for them. We will take them back and from to their doctor's appointments.
Oh, yes.
We will do medication reminders. We won't give medications yet until we can get the RN, until we can get licensed with the state to move forward into Medicaid.
That's important, because we talked about this, and I know that's down the road.
Real important.
Let's talk about what your immediate needs are, or what your immediate desires are for True Hearts Care.
Our needs right now are, we're looking for PCAs, mm-hmm. And PCA stands for personal care aides. That's okay. What PCA stands for. We're looking for CNAs. CNAs, you can be licensed in the state of Virginia.
Okay.
We're looking for those. Right now, I am not looking for LPNs and RNs, but give myself at least 6 months
right.
to get up on my feet building and to up. Get the company moving.
That's right.
Then we will be hiring for LPNs and RNs.
Okay.
Because you know, when you get an LPN RN, you have to pay them.
Yes, you do. They're not doing it for
free.
And
they're not coming to do no Mm-mm. little $12 job. Mm-mm. These people are licensed and they've been going to school, so they're looking for their money. So True Hearts Care is going to take care of them, but not right now.
Right, right, right. Well, we talked about a little bit off air. We're going to do it now on air. We talked about some of the things we want to get done, we want to accomplish. So we spoke about a job fair.
Right.
And you're open to a job fair, right?
I am real open to it.
And you're also open to people coming from out of the state of Virginia. So for those of y'all that are listening to me in New York and Philly, you know, my people up there in Jersey, what's up? Stand up. You know what it is. If you guys are CNAs, and I know a lot of you are, you know, or you know someone that's a great person that is a CNA or a PCA.
Mm-hmm.
These initials, man. You know, shout us out. Matter of fact, tell them how to reach you.
Okay, you can reach us through email, and it is TrueHearts with the S, care1@gmail.com, or you can go to the website. And it's trueheartscare.com. Or you can reach me by the business phone, and it's 804-854-1456. And again, that is 804-854-1456. Awesome. And we are open to talk. We're ready.
Awesome. You hear it, y'all. You're hearing it from the queen now. Come on
give
now.
Us a
Let's
call.
Go. Let's go. So give me an insight on your vision of client base per CNA or PCA.
Okay, so PCA, what basically you mean, what's the difference between it?
Yeah, tell me the difference.
Okay.
And then tell me about how many clients would you like to see, you know, per,
because
I don't know how that works. I want to hear from you.
Okay, so PCA, the difference between a PCA and a CNA, a PCA is not licensed
okay.
through the state of Virginia.
Okay.
That is just a 40-hour course that you can take online okay. to get that.
They get a certificate?
You will get a certificate.
Okay.
Yes. And also, True Hearts Care, we're going to be able to do that for women. If you are not licensed with the PCA, I will be able to get that set up for you. And you give us a call, and my company will be able to pay for you to go to school. It's not expensive, but we will take care of that for you to get your PCA license. But we're only going to do it if you're serious about it.
That's right.
You have to be serious about getting your PCA license. Now, CNA license, like I stated before, that is a license that you can get through the state. And you can get that through any nursing school, like Riverside or Bond Secure.
Right.
Or wherever you want to get
right.
that from.
Okay.
That's the difference between them.
Okay. Okay. Now, again, Friday we talked about this, but all my listeners didn't see that. And you guys got to go to the live stream, the Cherokee Edwards Inspires, and you can see the live video. You can see this beautiful lady speaking live in front of other business networking team. We talked about your region. So let the listeners know what your regions are. I know you're from Gloucester, but talk about where you want to operate, where you operate now, and how far go with your regions.
Okay, so right now we're operating in New Pernuse, Virginia. We're doing Gloucester, Virginia. We're doing Matthews. We are also doing Middlesex and Saluda, Virginia. West Point, King and Queen, Williamsburg. That's what we're doing right now. Give us some time, y'all. My vision and my goal. Or should I not move too fast?
No, I want to hear it.
Okay.
Go. Tear it down.
Well, my gold is here, and I've already been prayed on this, so I know it's coming to pass. So my goal is my company's going to expand, and I want us to not just be in Virginia. So I'm looking to open up home cares in Baltimore and Maryland, even if I have to go to wherever, New Jersey, if I have to go to Georgia. That is my goal for the next 2 years, is to have have a home care business besides other places in Virginia.
And what kind of staffing would you want in these different cities and states as far as numbers of I'm trying to think all these, the CNAs and the PCAs, right? Mm-hmm. I'm getting it. So what kind of staffing would you want? Let's just say for your operation, your building here, right? Mm-hmm. What's your goal to have at each location?
I would say at least, I would need to have at least 10.
Okay.
That is my goal to have. Mm-hmm. If I can have 10, dedicated, you know, girls that this is a passion for them, then I think True Hearts Care will be okay. We'll be fine.
Awesome. All right, y'all, we'll be right back with more station identification, and we'll be back with more True Hearts Care. Welcome back, everybody, to this podcast that I'm just really feeling. I know you guys are vibing with me, and we are with the True Hearts Care royalty in the building. So, Rhonda, let's talk about the way you would have, like you talked about 10 people in your vision in each location. How many people could each CNA or PNA represent as clients? Like, they have, this is their client base.
Well, to be honest, I think it would be best for them to have just one, because if you have one client that you're focused on, then I know you're taking care of that client.
Right.
And I don't want you to be at, for an example now, Sister Susie's house, but you're worrying about what Sister Ethel is doing over here.
Right.
So
right.
I need you to be able to stay focused with Sister Susie.
Right.
Care for her. Make sure she's good. And then we can move further. So I would just say just one client. I know some people that have more than one, but for me, I really believe that one client is a good enough for a person.
Right. I actually like the way you said that, because I know that we know that Amelia's a nurse, and I got a chance to learn a lot about healthcare through her over the last several years. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that she always spoke about that she didn't like is that a lot of the patients don't get the kind of love and care that they deserve and they need. It sounds like you're staging this company to eliminate that situation.
Absolutely.
Right? So I know the motivation behind being in healthcare. What is the motivation, or what should the motivation be for the people who come behind you?
They just have to be dedicated. You have something?
I have a love for it. I mean, once you have a, like I said, my son is autistic. Uh-huh. So if somebody's there with them, I want them to be able to, you know, to actually care for them. And once you can focus on that person, you can care for them, everything else falls into place.
Exactly.
As far as that, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And there's nothing hard that you have to do to try to take care of this person.
Right.
When you got a connection with that person.
That's right.
And if you choose to say, okay, well, I have to go here and work for this person, is you not dreading to go to work.
Right.
You know, that's why we want people, if you're not dedicated, if you don't enjoy doing it,
don't come at
you. Don't even work.
Yeah.
And as far as being a worker, we're going to make sure we take care of workers.
Right.
You know, we want incentives that, you know, I work for a company. So, and things I wish they would do.
Right.
But we're going to do incentives. If you come to work and you do your job, you on time all the time, listen, we're going to make it known to you.
That's right.
We're going to make sure it's well worth it to you. You come and you do your job, excellent. Therefore,
you're going to take care of it.
We're going to take care.
In other words, you're not starting from scratch. Y'all are starting from experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. You already experienced things that you have dealt with that you like, and things that you don't like, and you're scrapping the things that you feel like wasn't right.
Yes.
That's right.
So it sounds like if somebody came to True Hearts Care, their focus should be on taking care of the client.
Yes.
Because you guys are going to take care of them.
Yes.
That's what I'm getting from this.
Very much. Because even if we have to take a slight less money to make sure that we pay, because I mean, the day and time gas $4 a gallon.
Oh yeah.
So if we got
some
to
places
pay
$10 a gallon.
Some places $10.
Yeah, yeah.
So if we have to pay a little bit more.
Right.
To this, that's fine.
Right.
You're
gonna make sure it survives.
You're gonna make sure, because I mean, if you're not making any money, you're not happy.
Mm-mm.
can't get to work because you ain't got no gas. That does us no good. It does
that's
you
right.
no good.
That's right.
So pay you a little bit more. I mean, do your job. We'll do your, you happy.
Yeah.
You happy, we happy. Clients happy.
Clients happy.
And everybody's winning.
I think that's what's missing. My mother was a nurse too, and my sister was CNA, and then she went LPN or whatever. I'm not sure exactly what those letters are that she did, but she's out there in Texas, so she's doing things. But every time, and I remember going through this when my mother was sick, and she passed away in 2001, but I actually got to witness even nurses, RNs, mm-hmm. not treat her the way she deserved to be treated, even though she was part of their fraternity. Mm-hmm. And then when I came here to Temple Hospital, and shouts out to all the nurses at Temple that took care of my mother. I know some of y'all maybe still follow me. This has been 22 years now, 21 years. But they changed the game when they saw a loved one in the building. And there was a group of those nurses that truly took care of my mom. Mm-hmm. They really did. They did a great job. They even came to her funeral. I couldn't believe it because when we were talking, they were saying they're not supposed to take it that personally.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not supposed to do that. But if you get to know some of these clients, mm-hmm. you will start to love them.
You will.
You know, I have over 2,500 clients in my business, in my company. And out of those, I love all of them. But there are some that I will eat with. I'll go to dinner with them. I've been on vacations with them. You know, there's things, you know, they become part of your family, don't they?
They do.
And as far as your staff, it sounds like you want them to be a common extension of your family.
And if you love and care for them the correct way, mm-hmm. they will become your family.
Yes, they will.
You will start to love them. You will start to find yourself sitting over their house on a Sunday.
Yes.
And you're not even supposed to be at work. Yeah. But this is just the type of relationship that we're looking here at True Hearts Care to build. I don't want any of my girls to think they have to do a whole, you know,
right.
like coming. If you're off on Sunday, I don't expect you to be at work on Sunday.
Right.
But I'm telling you, you will fall in love with the client.
Yes.
If it's your passion,
yeah, it's a passion
to do this.
Right.
You will.
And I saw that with Amelia. I mean, I saw her just love a patient, you know, when I got to see her work directly one-on-one with one. So I got to witness it as well. I'm not so deep into it now. When I hear this, it's refreshing because we need you.
Yeah.
It's not about want. We need you. We need people that love people and put the dollar behind the love for the people. Because, you know, too many people are putting the dollars in front of the client.
Absolutely.
Right? And then they can't see the client because they only see the dollar sign. dollar signs ain't right. I have a friend that ran runs a healthcare agency, and she spoke about people walking off on the job while the patient was right there. I mean, literally just, and these are people that are going in the house, and just because they're thinking about money or thinking about lack thereof or thinking about the boyfriend situation or what might happen, they walked off, and she had to go from her area in Richmond down in this area to go to someone's house.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine if it was my loved one that somebody walked out of the house.
Right.
Right?
Okay. They only walk out like that is if the people, the owners, whoever you're working for, they don't have it set up for them to, what's the word for that? They're not there to actually show them that they're caring about them.
Right.
When you're running a business, you have to make sure you're running the business and not, like you said, Cherokee, not doing it for the money.
Right.
You know, we're looking to get paid.
Yeah, got to get paid.
And that's life.
Right.
But what I'm saying is everything is not always about money.
No. And it shows a lack of character in my view. Finish the job.
Absolutely.
And then go deal with the situation that was not right. Right?
Absolutely.
And if it's an emergency, everybody have
all
have emergency.
Right.
That's where you can always get in contact. If I know if one of the employees call, listen, this didn't happen, whatever, I have to go. She'll go over there and, okay, you leave. I'm coming.
Let me relieve you.
That's right.
Let me relieve you.
She'll come over and do it herself.
Exactly.
And I'm like, can't ask for no more.
And I told my client, I had a client this week, matter of fact, that tomorrow, one of my girls, she couldn't come into work. Mm. So I have to go to the client house tomorrow.
Yes. Yes.
You know, to care for her because I'm not going to let her be
without
care.
Right. Right.
So I'm going to go and do it tomorrow. And that's just what it's about.
So I know you spoke about it Friday about the staffing that you have now.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about the where you feel like you have, what level do you feel like you have with, let's say, employees? Mm-hmm. How do you feel about your nucleus of employees at this moment?
They're okay. You know, I don't...
Just by starting out, just, you know, getting started now, mm-hmm. we kind of putting... making sure that we put the right people with the right people.
Yes, right. That's the
right. So we don't want to just say, yes, we can go hire 10 people now.
Right. You want chemistry.
Exactly. Yes. We go there and we speak to the daughter and she says, this is what she likes, this is what she don't like. Right. Okay, we're going to make sure we find the right person with this person. We want somebody that, if the mother likes to talk a lot, we're not going to put somebody in the house that all they want to do is sit on the phone. We're going to put somebody that we know that runs their mouth that sits there and talk with them. We just want to, you know, we want to pick and choose who we're putting in, what we're putting in.
That's right.
So we can,
I like that.
So I think that's the hardest part.
That's going to be
for
it. It's going to be more time for someone, but it's going to be the best for the client and for us.
And that's probably why you say you want 10 people.
Yeah.
Because
if
you got 10 people, most likely you got 10 different personalities.
Yeah,
you do.
That makes sense.
You do.
Y'all working on it.
Yeah.
That's the details.
It is.
That's the details what y'all are talking about now.
Yeah, it's going to be the small things that set, because, I mean, real life, once you get older, you kind of, older people lose their filter.
Right. Yes, they do.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, they do.
They do.
Woo! So if there's something that they don't like.
Right. You're going to hear it.
You're going to hear about it.
You're going to hear it.
So we want somebody that's...
You got to have thick skin for that one.
Thick skin.
Yes.
And then you know how to deal.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
You can't have you lose your cool.
No.
Instead of saying something. But, you know, just like I said, we're going to pick and choose and match the best people possible as far as employees and clients.
So your hiring process now, when would you like to have the hiring process? Are you in search now, or is it like something that you're staging for this, because I know you're starting in this area. Mm-hmm. What is the hiring process like in for your view? What would you like to see happen?
I mean, as far as, you know, she's going to do majority of the hiring.
Right.
She knows more of it.
Right.
So she's going to kind of, like I said, she's going to meet, like, I think she got a couple of interviews Tuesday.
Okay.
She's going to meet him at Starbucks so she can get to
know him, feel him out. Right.
You know,
right.
You come in there, you know, just like I said, we don't want anybody.
Right.
Don't want anybody.
Right.
So she's going to feel him out as soon as that, and we just want to hire the right people.
And I am going to say this. If you're going to come for an interview with me, please don't come in your pajamas.
Ready. Whoa.
Come in and be ready.
Whoa, have you seen that? Have you actually seen
don't,
that?
Don't. Please.
Has anyone ever come to an interview in pajamas?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Please. What are we doing, people?
So I just want to put that out there
what
now. Please don't come and
come
see me. Please don't come in pajamas.
Oh,
please don't come see me with a bonnet on.
Maybe,
please don't come with the flip-flops.
Maybe they come and they needed some health care provider.
That is one thing that bothers me so much. It's just when you come for an interview and girls just come any kind of way and expect you to pay them $15 and $16 an hour.
Are they really? No, seriously. I know this is going to sound funny, but are they really trying to get the job when they come like that? Or are they just trying to go get unemployment?
Yes,
what is it?
Maybe.
No,
maybe.
They're coming to get the job.
They want the job?
Yes.
They're thinking it's an overnight job. Let me come and show them my pajamas. This is how I'm going to go to the house and stay there with them overnight.
I've seen it. And I have to be honest, I sent them right out the door.
Hold on.
And that's when she needs them.
Yeah. No, done.
Yep.
Done.
Yeah.
Check,
honest, 9 times out of 10, to be honest, the girls that come like that, these are your heavy hitters. These are the ones that I would actually hire on the spot, because their resume and everything is just plain. They're good. And I've seen it in my last job. I've seen it. Girls will come and they're looking like this and they have their head on right. This is their sincere, their passion about this. But they're just coming in here looking the wrong way. And I got to send you out the door.
What kind of training is that?
That's it. That's the key. There's no training.
Right.
There's no training.
Yeah. You got to be careful. Like,
oh my God.
But certain things you just got to...
And you got mentally, you got to say, because if you're going to come to me like this and you never met me before and this is how we see each other,
exactly.
How are you going to go to the clients?
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, you shed some light on things for me. And I'm sure a lot of people that are listening right now, y'all are probably laughing. Some of y'all probably know what she's talking about, but. I'm going to tell you, I got the screw face on right now, y'all.
Yes.
I'm hearing it. I'm not going to lie to you.
Mm-hmm.
But before we close out, and this is beautiful. I love this interview. I want to send it everywhere, and I want to do what I can do to help you staff this, you know, venture, because I believe in it. I think it's very important. Once again, please tell the listeners how to reach you and tell them, you know, what you're looking for.
Okay. To reach us again here at True Hearts Care, you can email me, and it's TRUEHEARTS care, CARE, number1@gmail.com. You can also reach me on the website, and it's trueheartscare.com. You can reach me at the business line. It's 804-854-1456. And I will even give you my personal cell, because sometimes the business phone, I may not have it. So you can have my personal number, and that is 804-824-5663.
All right.